Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Basketball Show. We do this show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Got a great show lined up tonight, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to remind everybody, if you can't listen live to this show each Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, you can always listen to the podcast. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Just punch in Gregory Crawford on Basketball, and you'll get every single show we've ever done, which actually started when Franklin Roosevelt was president. But anyway, we have a good show tonight, and of course, I am Gregory Crawford, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'd be happy if you did, at WC Hoops. But let's get to the important part of this program. But before we do, I want to tell you one thing. If you've got a basketball player out there, you're a parent, or if you're a basketball player, you want to get down to the Max Hoops Showcase at Eastmoreland Courts in the great Selwood area of Portland, where I grew up and lived for 49 years, by the way. Put on by outstanding Brant Miner, does a great job. Just go to www.maxhoops.com. You can learn all about it. Get in there. It's on April 10th, an exciting event. And this gentleman, I think, is probably going to be there, but he is the new head men's basketball at Oregon Tech, Justin Parnell. Justin, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'll touch on that. Brant Miner, he does a great job with those showcases.
Yes, he does. And are you going to be present at this one?
I will. I wouldn't miss those.
Great.
Yeah, we've gotten a few kids out of those.
Yeah, tremendous. Yes, he does. I've had the pleasure of sitting in on two of them, and it is first class. And anyone that knows me, so I wouldn't say that if it wasn't. So it is very much first class. Justin, congratulations. And I think we'd be disingenuous, both of us, as you well know and I know, if we didn't start out by talking about the great man that you are succeeding as the head men's basketball coach at Oregon Tech, the legendary, iconic Danny Miles.
Yeah, it's an honor not only to be the head coach at Oregon Tech, because it's such a storied program, but it's an honor for Danny to give me the vote of confidence to take it over. He's a tremendous man, you know, outside of basketball, and obviously everybody knows how wonderful of a coach he was, and you know, he's still sharp enough. He coached for another 20 years, and I'm so fortunate to play for him and coach with him and call him a friend, and he's going to be missed around here, but I always know he's one phone call away.
Justin, has it set in yet to you that you are the head men's basketball coach, and well-deserved, by the way, you've earned it, at your alma mater and taken over a storied program? Has it totally set in? And if it has, what's your one great thought that our listeners would like to know out of that?
I'm not sure it's set in completely. It's a little surreal. Like I said earlier, I'm just grateful. I'm honored. Many of you know Oregon Tech and how great it is academically and how great the athletics programs are. And, you know, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to continue the tradition that, you know, Danny Miles set a great foundation. And I know I'll never be Danny Miles. I won't strive to be Danny Miles. But we're going to take that great foundation that he built, and we're going to continue to build off that and hopefully have, you know, some deep, long runs in the playoffs in coming years.
You have a great SID at Oregon Tech. You have a great athletic director, and you have a great president who's a good friend of mine in Dr. Chris Maples. That's a pretty good trio to start with.
Yeah, you know, the staff across the board's outstanding. Our athletic director, the other coaches, like you said, Mike Garrard, our SID, he's outstanding. And then Chris Maples, our president. There's not a better president in the country, in my opinion. He's so supportive of not just athletics, but everything else throughout the university. And he's been really good to my wife and I. He gave us the opportunity to go to school here. My wife was a medical imaging student here, and she was an all-conference volleyball player. And to be able to get the opportunity to come back to the community we love and the school we believe in, I'll forever be grateful to Chris Maples.
Medical imaging, something I'm very familiar with, working in a hospital as I do myself in a cancer unit. But Justin, for every great basketball coach, and it can say this for the women that coach in basketball, a great husband or a great wife. So it's not an easy job. It's not an easy thing to always be home. You got to be out recruiting a lot. And your partner in life has got to be right there with you.
Yep, you hit that on the head. My wife, Joey, she's outstanding. We have a little son named Jason, a little girl on the way. And my wife, she's the reason I'm able to coach and be gone a lot. And she's very understanding and supportive. And, as long as when I'm home, I'm home. And if that means once they go to bed, you come back to the office and get your work done, so be it. I pride myself on being a family man, and she makes all of that possible for me, and very grateful for that.
Justin, I think it's safe to say that this is your first international interview. We have people listening tonight in 13 countries, which is pretty darn good. We have a huge audience tonight, and I think it's fair to ask you, you're going to take a lot away from Danny Miles. What are maybe some things that you might do a little bit differently? And I don't say that in a demeaning manner, because you got to be your own man.
I do. I can't be Danny Miles. And, he taught me so many great things. And, the three things I took away from him is, the power of optimism, the power of repetition, and the importance of culture. And I get those three solid things from him. And, we'll do things differently a little bit. We have to. We'll recruit a little differently, game plan a little differently. We may tweak things in the defense, tweak things in the offense. But the one thing that won't change is, recruiting quality kids, kids that fit into our program and fit into our system. And, once they get here, we'll do right by them. And, hopefully, they're comfortable in their own skin. And, we'll give them all the support they need to be, successful on the court and in the classroom. And then hopefully one day they graduate. And as our president says, we love to see them come here and do great. And then we love to see them go away. And, Oregon Tech alums are really successful. The school prepares them. And, it's a great place to recruit. So, parents really can buy into it. And, I feel sometimes it's a unique place to recruit because we have to get a certain type of kid, great student, has to kind of know what they want to do academically. But at the same time, that works to an advantage for us.
Talk a little bit about recruiting, Justin. And I know, it's football, but I always recall several people tell me Mike Bellotti, highly successful at Oregon, one of his great things that he did was kind of a sad thing, too. He was very good about telling people candidly, no, your son can't play at Oregon, not good enough. That's a hard part of recruiting, I imagine, but talk a little bit about recruiting in general, which is getting harder and harder in the game of basketball.
Oh, it really is. More programs are getting money now, some of the small college programs, and there's so many great coaches in the Northwest, whether it's D3, NAIA, Division II. There's not many poor coaches, probably none. And you kind of have to find your own niche in recruiting and get your own philosophy out there. We want to go out and we want to find kids that are talented, find kids that are tough, and then good students. And just because I said good students last doesn't mean it's not important to us, but, you're not going to go out and recruit a good student who can't play. So But the biggest thing is you got to get out there and you got to see kids play. You got to get into the kids' homes, talk to their parents, get them to believe in you. And for me, you know, here we're not just selling product. I'm selling something I truly believe in. I truly believe in the Oregon Tech education, the Oregon Tech family, and the community. And, you know, it's probably one of my favorite parts of the job. You get to meet so many people. You get to go so many places. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a great recruiting class, you bring them in, and then the work starts. And, you know, it's fun identifying those kids and then getting them on campus and helping them be successful.
Justin, obviously, when this is made official yesterday, I would imagine your phone kind of had a lot of messages on it. You got a lot of emails probably, but was there someone that congratulated you that maybe you were surprised about getting it, but happy to see?
You know, I think the ones, I don't know if it surprised me, but the ones that meant the most were some of my high school coaches. I played for Craig Stinnett, who he actually played at Eastern Washington and then was the coach at Sutherland High School where I went, and then at Roseburg, and now he's retired. But and then Justin Gregory, who's a coach down in California, a high school coach. So hearing from them was really special just because they're the ones that kind of got me started. They're the ones that believed in me from the beginning. And I've always thought those two guys were at the wrong level. And, you know, when they called and congratulated me, my first question was, you know, well, do you guys want to be an assistant? And they're pretty solidified in their life, so that won't happen. But hearing from those two guys, it was really special. And I can't say enough about what they did for me to get me to where I am right now.
Justin, one of the highlights of my – I saw 154 college basketball games this year in 15, 16 live, start to finish. Of course, one of the big highlights was watching Oregon Tech play University of Portland because of the association I've kind of developed with Coach Miles. Do you plan to keep that going, playing in Portland non-league games? Being that the Portland metro area is such a big part of recruiting. And, of course, you will be playing Multnomah here once a year in the Cats. Would you like to kind of keep that going, playing the game up here in Portland?
Absolutely. You know, we play Multnomah and Warner Pacific up there, both good programs. Jared Valentine does a great job at Warner, and Kurt Bickley is one of the best guys in the business. And but in the non-conference, absolutely, we'll get up there as much as we can if we're fortunate enough to play, you know, a University of Portland or a Portland State. That'd be wonderful, because you're right, that is a big part of where we're recruiting. I'm recruiting the metro area really hard, just because I think there's so many outstanding players up there, and you know, we're fortunate enough to get one kid from up there this year, and we're working on another one. And anytime they can see us play and kind of see our brand of basketball and the kind of kids we have, it really helps in that regard.
And shame on me there, and I apologize to Warner Pacific because I know so many of the great people there for not mentioning them. It wasn't intentional. It's just that I'm getting old. But anyway, sorry about that, Warner Pacific. Justin, one of the things that you've done in your basketball life is you were for a short time at Clackamas Community College. That had to be a pretty good learning experience, though, because what a great school, and the women's coach there that you worked with, Coach Martineau, is fabulous. And, of course, the men's coach there, Cliff Wagner, is iconic. So that had to be a nice thing in your basketball resume.
Yeah, you know, coaching it as Danny's assistant for 3 years has been pretty special. And I coached a high school team for 1 year, and that was really beneficial. And then coaching at Clackamas 2 years ago was maybe the best decision I've made, because Jim Martineau is one of the most underrated coaches around. He's actually a Sutherland guy, too, so we've been family friends forever. And I learned a lot of different, you know, learned a different offense, a different defense, something completely different than what I've known from Oregon Tech. And I really enjoyed coaching with Jim and PJ and Kayla. They run a first-class program. Their record speaks for it. And, you know, a lot of, interesting enough, a lot of what I'm going to do offensively here at Oregon Tech is, you know, the direct result of some of the stuff I learned from Jim Martineau. And I just thank him for having me on staff there on short notice. And I was just thoroughly impressed with him throughout the entire year I was with Clackamas.
With you saying that, are your plans, without giving away any trade secrets, do you plan to run a pretty up-tempo offense and a lot of pressure in the backcourt on defense?
Yeah, not as much on the defensive side. Well, we do want to press a little more and, you know, hurry people up a little bit just because of some of the guys we have right now. But, yeah, offensively, we want to get up and go. We want to score as quick as we can. You know, we have some great ball handlers, great decision makers. So if we, you know, we get a defensive rebound, we're gonna take off and we're gonna try and score in the first, you know, 10, 12 seconds. And if we don't, we'll pull it out and we'll attack. And as far as next year, I think we have the guys in here in the system that can do it. And the guys coming in are, you know, those are the type of guys I was looking for. Guys that can put the ball on the floor and guys that can shoot. And, you know, I kind of made a promise to myself I would not recruit a guard who couldn't shoot the ball just because of what we want to do. So, yeah, you know, the up-tempo style that Jim runs at Clackamas had a huge influence on me.
Justin, a future Hall of Famer and a great coach that really is underrated still, Eric Spoelstra, told me once that when he goes out and watches players, you know, he likes to watch them when they're 30 points up or 30 points down. When you're watching players besides a basketball level, what are some of the intangibles that you look at?
Yeah, you know, we want to watch kids how they act on the bench, how they act in warm-ups. You know, one of the things that bothers me is, you know, the whole team will be wearing a warm-up and then one kid will come out and wearing something else. And that's just one thing we look at and want to see how hard the kids play. And as much as I love some of the showcases and the AAU circuit, just because you get to see so many kids in a short amount of time, nothing can replace getting to watch them play for their high school coach. And in my opinion, those are the most important games to watch because those are the kids they grew up with. Those are the kids they know. And that's the high school coach that knows them better than anyone else. So it's really interesting to watch them and how they interact with those people. And you know, before we offer a kid, we're going to see him play for his high school coach. You know, that doesn't take anything away from the AAU circuit. There's a lot of AAU coaches that are out there doing wonderful things, but that's just a preference of mine that, you know, I want to get out and I want to see them in their hometown or on the road within their league and just see, you know, their personality and how they are around their family and their coach and their friends.
You know, one thing I wasn't able to do in doing my homework, how about your staff? Is Coach Miles' staff staying on? Are you going to have some new people? Have you decided all that yet? What's your thoughts on that?
Yep. So Danny Miles, a longtime assistant, Mike Pazan, who's the longtime associate head coach, probably one of the smartest basketball minds I've been around. He's going to retire with Danny. That's been planned. We gave him the opportunity to come back just because he's such a vital part of this staff. But, you know, it's time for him. I think he wants to do some traveling, and it might be difficult for him to be an assistant for someone else other than Danny Miles, and I understand all that, and he's a great man. But the other assistant that's been with him a few different stints for about 7-8 years now is Paul Poach. He's a NWAC Hall of Famer, Western Oregon Hall of Famer. He's a really bright mind. He's outstanding with the kids. The kids love him. He's a former personnel director of the Klamath County School District, and he's a great asset, and I hope I can hang on to him for as long as I can. As far
and,
as any,
I was going to say, you're going to fill Coach Pazan's position?
Poach will step into that, Paul Poach, the gentleman I mentioned earlier, and then we'll look for one more. At this level, you can really get away with just one assistant usually, but you know, I would like to maybe get one of our former players back here, and maybe someone just graduated that's trying to get into the coaching world and has a lot of energy. And anytime you can get an Oregon Tech guy in the family that understands the culture, I think that's pretty key.
I personally, Justin, many people know and many don't probably listening. I'm a Linfield graduate, proud of that. Linfield Athletics is more than just athletics. It's a brand with their football team. And back in the days of Ted Wilson as their basketball, it was a brand. Oregon Tech basketball, in my mind, is a brand.
Yeah, it is. What Danny did here is incredible. And if I'm able to do half of what he did, I'll be lucky. And, we have great – the whole athletic department here is great. We have a softball team that's constantly in the top 25. We have two new young soccer coaches who are making a big difference. And we have a newly formed golf team. It's been a few years, and now they're in the top 10. So, you can win here. And you can get the right kids, and in my opinion, it's easy to recruit here because of all the support you have, and the, like you said earlier, the brand of Oregon Tech Athletics.
You speaking of winning and brand and everything, you're in a pretty special league, Cascade Collegiate Conference, probably year in and year out the toughest NAIA Division II basketball conference on the men's side. A lot of traveling. Everybody seems to get used to that. But it is a great league with great coaches.
It is. And it's hard to win in this conference. We felt we had a pretty good team this year. And, we went 12-8 in conference. And we had to battle for those 12 wins. And across the board, there's great coaches, there's great universities, and everyone's pretty evenly matched financially now, and it's hard to win. And if we can finish in the top half of the league and get a home playoff game, we're fortunate. And we were one game out of that this year, and we're able to go up to College of Idaho and get a win and continue our season. But you're right, this is an incredibly tough league, and maybe not the easiest to jump into in your first head coaching gig, but we'll take the challenge.
And going out to tonight, and great job, by the way, fabulous. And I know you're going to do a fabulous job down there, and I'm not just saying that. I know you will. How about a little commercial about Oregon Tech, the school, and on top of that, Justin, let everybody know what is the best way to get a hold of you, because we've got a big audience tonight, and I'm sure somebody wants to contact you.
Yeah, as for the commercial for Oregon Tech, starting with academics, our the job success rate here is outstanding. Within 6 months of graduation, 90% of our kids are getting jobs, and not only getting jobs, are getting high-paying jobs, and they're getting outstanding education. Our faculty here are top-notch. And then you go to the athletic side, and you have all the support you need through all the coaches. We have great administration, a great president, and the community here is unbelievable. For any parents listening, if we ever recruit one of your children, they're not just coming to university, they're coming to a family. And I truly mean that. From the fans to the donors to the coaches to the administration to the faculty, this is a really special place, and I can tell you from experience, this is a special place to me and my wife, and we're going to continue the tradition and continue to bring in kids and hopefully make a difference in their life. And as far as getting a hold of me, I'm on Twitter, Coach J Parnell 25, and then you can email me anytime. It's justin.parnell@oit.edu. You can find it on our website at oitsports.com.
Tremendous job tonight, Justin. It's a pleasure to know you, and I'm going to be following you closely. And we'll have you on again sometime here very soon. And best to you always. And I know you're going to do fabulous there. You're in a great spot. You're kind of in a dream job in a way, following an icon, and at the same time your alma mater. So way to go, and thank you for being on with us tonight.
Thanks, Craig. You do a great job. You do a lot for small college basketball in the Northwest. We can't thank you enough, and I'm just honored to be on your show.
You betcha. That's Justin Purnell, just named yesterday as the new men's basketball coach at Oregon Tech, succeeding Danny Miles, who was there 45 years. And, you know, one thing, Danny Miles, it's just a crime that he's not in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. But the good part about that is he will be. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. We wish Justin all the best as he starts out this new phase of his career, and best to all the great people at Oregon Tech who've been a big supporter of what I try to do in promoting small college basketball around the Pacific Northwest. Don't forget to make all your free throws and guide, everyone. Have a great week and a happy Easter.